Ann Doyle from Ann Doyle Strategies was one of the top executives at the Ford Motor Company at one time, and now she's a speaker and leadership consultant based in Auburn Hills and a good friend of the show. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Michael Patrick Shields. I love how you give me these promotions when I talk to you. I was an executive, a communications executive, but there are a whole lot of top, higher executives there than I was.
Oh,
not
come
that
on.
I'm trying to say,
wait,
don't blame me for this mess.
You just don't want to. You were in the top two, right? Weren't you top two? Top three?
Yeah.
Top
right.
four? Five?
Right.
Six? Top echelon.
Keep going, Michael Patrick.
How about echelon? Well, you worked for Jack the Knife, and Jack the Knife was the guy who was originally going around trying to cut things, and he was ahead of his time. We talked about this once before. And now, more
yes,
than
master.
Ever, that's going to be a big part of these book reports they're turning in today, isn't it?
Yes. One of the things that I think about when I've watched this whole thing unfolding before us, Michael, is a concept in terms of leadership that's called drink at dangerous waters. And, you know, it's the idea about in the jungle, there's only one watering hole for survival, and even folks who, you know, aren't such good friends have to get together and drink together, and that's where we are here. You know, and I look at it and I say there's no strike deadline here. You know, there's no putting off these tough decisions for somebody else's watch. And these problems have been here for decades. But now we're watching, you know, the little salt is running through that timer, and we're just about out of salt. You know, it's tough, but it looks as if clearly that they're going to get the money today. And the administration has signaled that. So the real next deadline here is this March 31st deadline. And they've got to make the dramatic cuts that we're truly going to see. I think March 31st is going to be the big deadline when they have to go before Congress, and that's where the big B, you know, the big bankruptcy is hanging over everybody's head now.
Still an option, according to the experts that I'm reading. Although,
yeah,
geez, I don't know. The big argument is that who would want to buy a car from a company that's in bankruptcy?
Right, and the Obama administration has signaled that they, clearly, the fact that this is going to be a presidential task force on the auto industry has signaled how seriously they take all this. It's really being a top priority. Some of these decisions are going to be the president's. And, you know, so they're definitely on board in terms of trying to help, but they've also signaled there's got to be sacrifice by everybody and sacrifice that hasn't been done for decades.
A guy called Julian Zelizer, a history professor at Princeton, says, unlike past government-appointed panels that just made recommendations and studied issues, this panel, this automotive panel, led by the Secretary-Treasurer Timothy Geithner, is going to wield enormous power. Do you agree? And if that's true, does that bother you as a former automotive executive? Would that bother you?
You know, it doesn't bother me as, I'm a former auto executive in terms of having been an insider and worked in the industry and caring about the industry, but also I'm a United States citizen of our country, our state, of the world, and you have to kind of step back and look at this whole thing. I think, unfortunately, we've come to the edge of the cliff, and there's been plenty of time for these decisions to have been made. Many, many years ago, the overcapacity in the industry has been there forever. These problems have been there forever. So it does not bother me. I think that finally, folks who have not come together and realize they're sharing the same watering hole and they got to make those tough decisions are going to be forced to do it now. So, Michael Patrick, it does not bother me.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Tokyo this morning on her way to Asia, her first significant international trip. What's your prognosis? Do you think she'll make a good impression?
Well, you know that I am a fan of Hillary Clinton as a leader, as a brilliant, has a brilliant command of the issues. She's got an excellent reputation throughout the world, and so she's starting off very strong with these, you know, in this role. The fact that she chose Asia to go to first is being interpreted as a very, very strong signal, important signal about how important that part of the world is. I think you know that Japan is in the worst worst economy right now than us, the worst they've seen in 35 years. They've never had homeless people before, and so things are very, very bad there. But, you know, a funny thing that's going on is that did you see all the interviews that former President Clinton was doing yesterday?
Yeah, now, is that a coincidence, or, you know, does he upstage his wife on purpose?
You know, I mean, what a complicated marriage that one is. I mean, all I can say is I think it's pretty interesting that, you know, she's heading off on her first world trip as Secretary of State, and he's out there doing as many interviews as he can possibly can, you know, getting his opinions on Obama's first month in office. So I think it's just fascinating political dynamics in that marriage.
Almost comical, I would say, but you don't have to say that. Good to talk to you. Thanks for the chat this morning.
Okay, nice talking to you, Michael Patrick.
Ann Doyle, who was once the CEO of the Ford Motor Company. No, she was. She was up there, though, and now she's with Ann Doyle Strategy. She was a journalist, too, before that, so she's got a very well-rounded background.